Massive farmers' protests have continued all throughout Europe over the past several weeks, with no sign of slowing down. And now the world's attention has turned to Brussels, where farmers have converged on the European Union headquarters. The farmers are in Belgium because European Union leaders have gathered for the latest EU summit happening right now, where climate policies like the European Union's Green Deal will be discussed, and of course, aid to Ukraine. Now, these protests in Belgium follow just days after major farmers' protests all throughout France took over parts of that country last week. Now, a major protest in France is hardly newsworthy. Something like that happens in France on every day that ends in Y. But this is not just France, and it's not just Belgium, and it's not just the Netherlands and Germany. This is happening everywhere in Europe right now. In Lithuania, Poland, Italy, Greece, Spain, and even Scottish farmers are all fed up with climate measures being placed on them. Now, this is a major story because all of these protests are connected to the same issues. Those same issues, by the way, are being planned in Canada as well. It could become one of the defining stories of 2024 because in June, Europeans head to the polls for the upcoming EU elections. Now, before we get into all the details, be sure to drop a like in the video, help us out by subscribing to the True North YouTube channel, and the common question for the episode is this. Will European farmers win big in the upcoming EU elections this June? Let me know your answer in the comments below, and let's get into it. Well, we start with the scenes coming out of Brussels, outside of the European Union headquarters, where farmers in Belgium have decided to give European leaders a piece of their mind. Take a look at these scenes. And earlier this week, the French, never wanting to miss out on a protest themselves, staged even larger protests in Paris and other major cities across the country. Take a look at what the French were up to this week. Now, the protests throughout Europe are not exclusively about climate measures, although that is certainly a driving factor. In France and other countries, farmers are upset about the prospect of free trade deals squeezing their bottom line, the importing of foreign foods into European markets. Currently, the European Union is working on a trade partnership with Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay. According to France 24, at a time when the European Union is urging farmers to adopt more sustainable agricultural practices, French unions say these agreements would open the door to massive imports at more competitive prices of products that do not meet the same environmental standards as those originating in Europe. French farmers are calling out what they say is unfair competition from farmers in South America who can grow GMO crops and use growth-promoting antibiotics on livestock, which is banned in the EU. And one of the reasons why these protests have picked up considerably over the past week is because last week, the European Commission informed trade unions that a deal with the South American trading bloc was set to be finalized before the end of the mandate, which is in June, before Europeans head to the polls for the EU elections. Polish farmers are protesting, of course, against the European Union's Green Deal policies placed on them, but they're also protesting the Polish government over the influx of Ukrainian food imports in the Polish food market. According to Euractiv, Polish farmers' demands include reinstating trade restrictions with Ukraine to prevent Ukrainian food production from flooding the Polish market. The protesters also oppose the European Green Deal measures that restrict their business. Farmers in Italy have also now joined the protests. Here's a report from France 24.
Well, Italian farmers have also been joining the Europe-wide protest movement. On Wednesday, more than 300 vehicles gathered in Alessandria near Milan with a similar number of farmers and shepherds in the Sardinian port of Cagliari. They've yet to reach the levels of the demonstrations in France, Germany, or Belgium, but the numbers and frequency of protests are growing.
I'm here to support this protest, defend the territory, defend Italy more than anything else. Because here, no one cares about anything. Here, we're forced to listen to people who don't know anything about the things that they're deciding.
With this roadblock, we want to show that we still matter. They must listen to us one way or another. They must listen to us. We will go on indefinitely until we reach our goals.
Now in Lithuania, according to LRT, the state broadcaster in that country, Lithuanian farmers took over the streets of Vilnius to protest climate measures which include hiked taxes on diesel gas and the scrapping of taxes on trucks and tractors. The exact same measures that German farmers were protesting last month. Now in Greece, farmers have also joined in on the protests, this time protesting the rise in fertilizer and gas costs, something which has plagued the Greek economy since the Ukrainian war began. Despite attempts from Hungary's Viktor Orban, European leaders today agreed to send 54 billion euros of aid to Ukraine, at a time when European farmers increasingly feel as though solving Europe's so-called climate crisis is now falling squarely on their shoulders. The people who actually keep everyone in Europe fed are now having to be the ones that end up solving climate change. Of course, to anyone paying any attention at all, none of this makes any sense from the European Union. And since a country's food supply is the most important part of a country's survival, many people are left to wonder what the European Union's true motivation is behind constantly targeting farmers. Many of these farmers are fighting for their survival. They may go out of business and not be able to supply people with the food, you know, that they need to survive. So is potentially starving the people of Europe in order to somehow solve climate change really the best way to go about this? And as we always like to do at True North whenever we report on European farmer protests, it's important to remind Canadians at home that these policies being instituted in Europe are not far away from happening in this country. As reported in True North's exclusive Fertilizer Files reporting, we got our hands on internal Ministry of Agriculture memos which show that in June 2021, the Canadian government believed that the European Union's climate policy framework was an opportunity for Canada to align itself with the EU on a shared commitment to sustainable agriculture. A copy of a speech delivered by Agriculture Minister Marie-Claude Bibeau that same year as part of a sustainable agriculture webinar with European counterparts went even further, describing Canada's measures as very closely aligned with the fertilizer reduction target in the EU's farm-to-fork strategy. Policies like the ones in Europe coming to Canada are closer than many Canadians would like to think, and with farmers continuing to protest all throughout Europe and with European Union elections scheduled in June, you can guarantee that these protests will only continue to get larger and larger. All right, everyone, that's going to do it for us today on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Harrison Faulkner, and this is Ratio.